Fire crews have started to get the upper hand on some of the wildfires that have consumed nearly 1 million acres in Oregon. Now recovery is starting to get underway. Aaron Ross is a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting and joins us now. And Aaron, it sounds like these fires are calming down at least a little. What's the latest on fire activity?
Yes, we got very, very lucky with a pretty significant rain event last week, and that really helped firefighters to get more control of the fires. They were able to make a lot of progress on containment lines and protecting structures, but they cautioned that these fires are still burning in mm-hmm. pretty widespread. And so at this point, really, it just kind of depends on the weather holding out for us. But if there are high winds, if there's a lot of dry heat, at any point, any of these fires could flare back up again, or new fires that were caused by the lightning strikes from that rain event could also smolder and then erupt.
Sure. Forecasters are warning that people should not let their guard down in Oregon. What does the fire recovery look like? What kind of response are you seeing to people who have been impacted by the fires?
People are finally starting to be able to return to their homes and see if anything is left at all. It looks like they're finishing a lot of recovery surveys. So they've finished search and rescue operations in some areas. They've been able to go through and do inventories of burned buildings in other areas. But the number of structures and homes destroyed just keeps on climbing. With every incoming survey, they're finding more. And people are coming together to try to help. There's volunteer crews working on the fires in Ashland and Talent. But it's going to be a really, really long road to recovery, especially as just hazards like rock fall and tree fall just keep on getting in the way from people who are trying to go home.
Mm. And what does the weather look like in the next few weeks? You mentioned the rain last week helped, but what do we see on the horizon?
In the short term, it looks pretty good. We do have a few more rain events expected this week. Certainly a fair amount is supposed to fall Wednesday through Friday, and temperatures are supposed mm-hmm. to be cool. But when you look at the long-term forecast for the season, it does look like it's supposed to be warmer than normal and maybe a little bit below average precipitation. And it's starting to look like next week we might be seeing a return to these unseasonally hot, dry temperatures. And still early to say, but we're holding out hope.
That's Aaron Ross. She's a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.